The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 100.7 FM KMLO. You can also watch or listen to this game on drgnews.com. Now, here's David Burrell.
The broadcast of this playoff game has been authorized by special arrangement with the board of directors of the SDHSAA. When Tuesday began, there were 64 teams left in girls' Class B basketball. After tonight, 32. And two of them who wish to keep going, well, they met in this same round last year, and they meet again. We're in Harriet as the Potter County Battlers meet the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. It is the first round of the 2B playoffs in high school basketball, 100.7 KMLO, brought to you by Mirren Bio Insurance, Brown Agronomy, Thorstenson Trucking, Schlachter Lumber, Campbell County Bank and Insurance, Gettysburg Collision Center, Harriet Concrete, Langer's Family Foods, Von Wall Ball Office, Great Western Bank, Shorty's One Stop, C&B Operations, Harriet Livestock, Gas and Goodies and Stands, C-Store, Haas Plumbing and Heating, AMPI, Brandner Brothers Trucking, Hovind Co-op in the Prairie Stop, Camwall Electric, M&R Auction, Mulbridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, Dakota House, River's Edge Laser Engraving, Plains Commerce Bank, Mulbridge Livestock, and Hovind Equity Exchange. And you can watch this game, don't forget, at the KMLO page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Brought to you by CHS River Plains and Camby's Pass. Our video scoreboard brought to you by Mulbridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. And these in-game sponsors help bring you high school playoff basketball. Family Dental appear in Gettysburg. Jensen Rock and Sand in Mulbridge. CHS River Plains. Campbell County Collision. The South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, Actegra, Fresh Start Market, Premier Equipment, Venture Communications, they'll bring you our player of the game in our post game, and keep track of who's on top of tonight's game with the Real Tough Livestock Equipment Scoreboard. Thank you for joining us. Daniel Peterson is our studio coordinator. Harriet Selby area at 13-6, a state tournament team a year ago, started 1-3. It wasn't a great start, but they played very well since then. Potter County's played already this week. They had to play a play-in game in this region at home here on KMLO on Monday. They defeated Sunshine Bible Academy by a score of 47-9. They meet in this round for the second straight year. Coming up, our CHS River Plains keys to success. You'll hear from both head coaches in just a bit. Trisha Hyen of Potter County and Steve Sawinski of Harriet Selby area. We'll do that when we return to Harriet on the Family Dental up here in Gettysburg. Pregame in 3 minutes. A 3 minute break, then we're back. This is High School Playoff Basketball, 100.7 KMLO.
The team at Family Dental of Pier in Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pier in Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
At Jensen Rock and Sand in Mulbridge, we work hard together as a team to make sure all your needs are met when it comes to your residential and commercial construction.
Whether it's a simple pail of rock or an entire basement, our staff will make sure you get what you need and back it up with the service that we've based our business on.
We want to take this time to wish the Mulbridge Pollock athletes the best in the game and the season. Good luck from all of us at Jensen Rock and Sand of Mulbridge.
Call 845-7213 today at Jensen Rock and Sand.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverine.
With many years of experience as agronomist and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota on Highway 212. Go Battlers! Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
Let's begin our CHS River Plains Keys to Success. Tricia Hine, the head coach of the Potter County Battlers. You've had a chance to play earlier this week. I'm sure you were very pleased with how it went on Monday night.
I was, yeah. The girls came out ready to go. And, you know, I think we had to work through a few things. But, yeah, we had a good night of basketball.
Now, you're playing a team you've played before. You know they're talented. And it was a competitive game. The final score didn't go your way. You play them again. What's the key to success against this Wolverine team?
You know, when we played them, it was a tough game for us. We struggled on both ends of the floor. But we know what we have to do. We know we have to, first of all, play some good defense. Mm-hmm. So we, you know, worked through a few things. We struggled against their press, and so we're working on that. We don't want that to get us this time. So just focusing kind of on those basic things. But
Coach, thank you. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Tricia Hyen, the head coach of the Potter County Battlers. Next in our CHS River Plains Keys to Success, we'll visit with Harriet Selby area coach Steve Stawinski, and we'll do that after this. Back in 30 from CHS River Plains on KMLO.
You asked, we listened. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
CHS River Plains Keys to Success, Harriet Selby area head coach Steve Stawinski. Well, how would you sum up this season for your team?
We've been a real roller coaster this year. We've had some games we've played extremely well, and we've done the exact opposite on some nights in between. It's really hard. I mean, I haven't really been able to discern much of a pattern with that. It's just some nights we play really well, we shoot the ball. Other nights we struggle shooting the basketball, struggle with making passes and stuff. I think overall, in general, our ball security has been better. But the making shots, things of that nature, has kind of came and went.
You have seen Potter County before, and it went your way. Now you play them again. What's the key to success against this Babbler team tonight?
Well, that game, the final score definitely probably wasn't indicative of how competitive a game it was. Plus, you add on to the fact that they played the night before, went on the road. They didn't have a day to prepare for it. So, like I said, that final score, you can throw that out the window, and it's postseason and all that. I talked about shot making. We have to play great defense. Mm-hmm. We know they've got some great players. Tyler Simon can score with the best of them. Cronin girl inside is really athletic. The Kalt girl can penetrate. She can shoot. They put some other good shooters on the floor, so offensively they're a handful. So we have to be locked in. We have to defend. Even if the shots aren't falling, we have to be able to defend and rebound.
Coach, good to see you again. Best of luck tonight. Thanks for the time.
Good to see you. Thanks.
Thank you. Coming up, our starting lineups on the Longhorn from Harriet on 100.7 KMLO will return in 2 minutes.
Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
Broken glass, scratch paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky, it's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
Starting lineups for Potter County, the only senior on this team, 5'6 Kirstie Lake, starts along with 5'3 junior Ashley Kopp, the 5'9 junior Tyler Simon, coming off a 15-point game on Monday. Caden Cronin, the 6-foot sophomore, and what a game she had on Monday. Dustin figured a triple-double, 14 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 steals. And Zoe Mikey, the freshman, getting the start at 5'8 for first-year head coach Trisha Heinen. The Harriet Selby area Campbell County Collision starting lineup back after this from Campbell County Collision in 30 on KMLO.
Have you been out poaching with a very large, expensive weapon? Have the deer, pheasants, coons, and coyotes taken revenge on your vehicle? Campbell County Collision Center in Harriet can help you through this stressful process of auto body repair and bring your vehicle back to pre-accident condition. They provide you and your insurance company with clear, concise electronic estimates, simplifying the operation from the start. Call Campbell County Collision Center. They're here to make it as painless as possible.
5'10", 5'5", junior Jenica Behrens draws the start for Harriet Selby area, along with 5'4", senior Caitlin Anderson. 5'8", senior, their leading scorer, and she is a scorer this year, Kendall Sawinski, along with 5'5", sophomore Sam Schilling, and another sophomore, 6-foot Jada Rosso for head coach Steve Sawinski. Law on the Court is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Back after we hear from those folks in 30 seconds on KMLO.
Don't become an online shopping victim. Scammers are using email and text messages as a way to obtain account information. Subject lines range from delivery problems to express delivery notification. Scammers often use well-known names such as Amazon, Walmart, and Costco, to name a few. If you get an unexpected message, don't click on any of the links. Go to the company directly to find answers. If you have questions about this or other scams, contact the South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1.
And our thanks to the officials who are working tonight's game, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. We're in the Jensen Rock and Sand broadcast booth here at Harriet School. Jensen Rock and Sand in Mulbridge. The winner of this game plays again on Saturday against the winner of the game that will be starting in a few minutes in Miller. The Miller Rustlers are hosting the Falkton area Wolverines. It's not at Miller High School, not at the Armory. You know, they had an explosion there not too long ago, unfortunately. So they're playing that game at Sunshine Bible Academy. Winner of that game gets the winner of this game on Saturday. And whoever it is and wherever it is, we'll have it for you. And I'm sure Dustin will be back. By the way, Dustin's a little under the weather tonight. Dustin, get better soon. But we're glad to pinch hit for you. But that action Saturday, and Dustin will have it on 100.7 KMLO. And tomorrow, Dustin will be up in Bowdle as the North Central Thunder will close the boys' basketball regular season against the Salt Lake Utes Chargers. The lineups are about to be introduced here in Harriet. Big time of the year. And for Potter County, you heard Trisha Ian say the most important thing, and it really bothered this team the first time they played, was the press. And Harriet Selby area will press every opportunity that they get. And they will make themselves have a lot of runouts because of it. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, Everything Country, 100.7 KMLO, Lowry Mobridge. If you drink, don't drive. So the lineups are being introduced, and that will wrap up our Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg pregame. We'll take a 3-minute break right here and then get tonight's action going from Harriet, Potter County, Harriet, Selby area in the first round in 2B. Daniel, sorry to call an audible on you. Let's make this a 2-minute break. Back in 2 minutes to get it going here on 100.7 KMLO.
Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg is more than just a grocery store. They offer you several extra services, like online shopping at langersfamilyfoods.com, grocery carryout to your car, home delivery, and curbside delivery, too. Looking for a fresh baked treat but don't have time to do it yourself? Stop by Langer's Bakery today for breads, rolls, muffins, and many other goods that'll have you thinking you're visiting Grandma's Kitchen. Money-saving specials every week. Shop Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg.
The best seat in the house is where you are right now for this game. In the stands, where you can feel the intense competition every play. In the car, between here and there, listening to all the action or watching it on DRTNews.com. Get comfy because it isn't over yet. Von Wah Law Office proudly sponsors this broadcast and proudly supports the Wolverines. Good luck from John and Lisa Von Wald and Patty Giese, Secretary of Von Wah Law Office, LLC in Selby.
At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverine, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
We are in Harriet. As a nice ceremony here, the flag, a big American flag being lowered from the rafters before the Harriet Selby area Wolverines host the Potter County Battlers. We're not far from the opening tip-off, which is brought to you by Montana Dakota Utilities. Let's hear from them. Then we'll come back in 30 seconds after this from MDU here on KMLO.
Montana Dakota Utilities slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Our freedoms
in Harriet, Harriet Selby area, and Potter County about to get going in this 2B first round game. Let's take another break of 2 minutes, then we'll get this one started. It's Harriet Selby area and Potter County back in 2 minutes on 100.7 KMLO.
It's harvest time, and C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer, is here to help you get in the field and keep you going all season long. As your partner in agriculture, you can turn to C&B Operations to find new and used John Deere equipment, to find parts, or to schedule service and inspections on your equipment. Stop into your local C&B or visit DeereEquipment.com to view current inventory and learn about available discounts and promotions, too. That's DeereEquipment.com.
Harriet Livestock is the home of the Friday Sale. Active sales every Friday with numerous special sales held throughout the year. For upcoming sales and more information about Harriet Livestock, visit HarrietLivestock.com. For livestock appraisal, just call 605-437-2265. Like and follow Harriet Livestock on Facebook for up-to-the-minute market reports and news. Good luck, Wolverine students and athletes, from everyone at Harriet Livestock Market.
See Stan C. Store. Say that three times fast. Stan C. Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. See Stan C. Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C. Store. Off-sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C. Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C. Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C. Store in Gettysburg. Go! Battlers.
If you want experience, you want Hayes. Hayes Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Aberdeen, Roscoe, and Selby wish the Harriet Selby area Wolverines success in your strategy and hope you can capitalize on all your efforts for the win. You've made us and the whole community proud. Good luck, Wolverines, from Hayes Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Aberdeen, Roscoe, and Selby. Applications are always in review, so start your career with Hayes today.
Potter County wearing red and gray, red uniforms, gray numerals and letters, gray piping, the gray stripe underneath the neck on the back. Harriet Selby area in their home white uniforms. And of course, the purple numerals and gold trim, purple and gold piping. And off we go. With Kirsty Lake, Ashley Kopp, Tyler Simons, Zoe Mikey, Caden Cronin for Potter County, Jenica Behrens, Caitlin Anderson, Kendall Sawinski, Bella Brandner, Jada Rosso. For Harriet Selby area, the winner moves on to Saturday. For the loser, the season is over. King Cronin to jump center against Jada Rosso. Ball in the air, we are underway. The tip came down to Potter County. And Ashley Kopp starts it for the Battlers. So they got a chance to control things with the first offensive possession. Lake to Cronin, back to Lake, now in the left corner at Zoe Mikey. The freshman is earning the opportunity to start. Extremely young team. Lake's the only senior in this Potter County team. Top left wing, cut off down to 9 on the shot clock. It comes to Cronin, turnaround over Rosso, rolls in. Good start for Caden Cronin, coming off that big game of Monday night. 2-0 Potter County, 40 seconds in. Well, Potter County does every possession like that, I think they'll be pleased. Kendall Sawinski drives right wing, an 18-foot look by Brander. Now a left wing jumper by Anderson for 3 is good. Caitlin Anderson puts Harriet Selby area on top 3-2. And yes, here comes that press. They throw it too far down floor. Simon threw over the head of Mikey, however, was deflected out of bounds by HSA. A minute gone. In the regular season, in fact, it was only 9 days ago that these teams played. And it was a Harriet Selby area victory. Mikey up top for Lake. Now on the right lane line, Simon drives. Oh, rolled off. Tough break. And Rosso rebounds. Harriet Selby area is the second possession as they look to extend a 3-2 lead. Anderson left wing outside the arc. Between the wings, it's Brandner. Right wing on an angle, Jenica Behrens. Looks for Anderson, finds her, lob in the lane for Rosso. Kick it out for right wing 18-footer. Sawinski couldn't hit it. Simon rebounds for Potter County, and the Battlers look for the lead again. Kick out left wing Lake. She wants a three. She's good. Kirsty Lake, the senior, puts Potter County back in front at 5-3. 6:03 left in the first quarter. Now some pressure by Potter County. HSA moves to the midcourt and finds Behrens down low for a layup. Boy, they broke that well. Jenica Behrens makes it 5-all with the first tie of the game. Now a steal as the inbound is stolen by Behrens, and it's missed on a layup try. Rebounded by Lake. Down floor on the other end. It's lost on the baseline, although it's picked up by Cronin. Good save. Kopp with a drive. Left it short. Rosso, that rebound, and a Harriet Selby area player is down. And Steve Sawinski will go over to take a look at her. It is Jenica Behrens, who is on one knee at the moment. Steve Sawinski comes over to take a look now. So here comes Harriet's athletic director and the fine HSE Wolverine football head coach, Clayton Randall. 5:32 in the first quarter. It's a tie game at 5. Lake with a 3. Croton with a bucket for Crowder County. Anderson a 3. Behrens with a 2 for Harriet Selby area so far. While they continue to look at Behrens, let's take 30 right here. 5-5 at 5:32 in the first. Back in 30 seconds on KMLO.
AMPI, Associated Milk Producers, Incorporated in Hoven, where award-winning dairy products go from the farm to the table. Four inspirational letters that can also be applied to our local Potter County students and athletes. AMPI, outstanding, motivated, proud, and intense. Good luck, Battlers, from your cheesy fans at AMPI in Hoven. May your hard work and dedicated teamwork lead you to victory. If you'd like to be a part of our AMPI team, please apply online at AMPI.com.
Call down on the post to Jada Rosso, who drew the foul on Caden Cronin. Behrens went to the bench. In fact, she's about to come back into the game. Stephanie Albi came in for her. Jada Rosso will have a couple of free throws here. The first is short. So Albi out and Jenica Behrens back in. May have just been winded. That looked like it's all was good. A talented player is back in there. One more free throw for Rosso. That also missed. Rebound tipped, and Caitlin Anderson kept it going for HSA. Out nearly thrown away, but Brander picks it up. Sawinski near the timeline will reset the offense. Guarded by Lake senior on senior. Right wing angle three is missing by Anderson. Lake rebounds in this tie game at 5. Still early on first quarter here in Harriet. Baseline jumper is off the rim by Simon. Trying to grab the rebound is Cronin. She did, and she's fouled. So Cronin with a rebound draws the first HSA foul of this game, and it's on Jada Rosso. So at the line for two is Cronin, and the first one rolls in, and Potter County leads again at 6-5. Rosso out. Maiebo is into the game. One more for Cronin. Looks for a 4 point. She's good. 4:51 first quarter. HSA trailing Potter County 7-5. Sawinski through the traffic. Nearly coughed it up. Instead handed it to Brantner. Left wing, a jumper by Sawinski is good. Sawinski has had several 20-point games this year. 7-7, tied again, nearly knocked away, but Simon is able to pick it up. The pressure continues to cause some headaches, although they bring it down low for a missed layup by Mikey and the rebound by Anderson. Well, even though they broke the pressure, it still bothered Potter County a little bit that time. Set up again by Sawinski, the coach's daughter, on her way to Hastings College next year. Baseline drive, locked out of her hand, picked up by Lake. Ashley Kopp got a hand on that, stolen. Behrens drives for a layup. Potter County's first turnover turns into a Jenica Behrens layup. her second bucket. 9-7 HSA. Straight away for Potter County. A three is good for Ashley Kopp. Second made three for the Battlers, and a steal on the inbound is put in by Lake. Five for Lake. It's 12-9 for Potter County. 4 points in a big hurry for the Battlers. 3:25 in the first quarter of a game that's been very hard fought so far. Barron's driving down the right lane line. Stopped, but fouled. The second on Potter County. If it's Cronin, it was her second. Nope, it's not. It's Ashley Kopp, and that's her first. So Barron's is off to a good start. Shaking off being winded a moment ago, misses the first free throw. Jada Rosso back in for Maya Ebel for HSA. 13-6. Potter County is 11-10. Trisha Hyen in her first year as head coach of the Battlers. Second one for Barron's is good. Potter County 12. Harriet Selby area 10. 3:19 in the first quarter. You're in Harriet against that pressure. Lake, they're able to pass it down floor. Tipped up. That's intercepted. Brandner brought it down and is trying to tip it ahead to a teammate. Was Mikey. Didn't make it. Anderson for HSA for a driving Brandner right. Late line blocked by Cronin. Picked up by Kopp. Potter County with a driving Kopp. Ball lost out of her hand. And Barron's back down the other way with it for HSA. At the bucket to your left. Remember, you can watch it at the KMLO page. Jumper in the circle from 17. Good by Sawinski, and it's tied at 12. The third tie of the game. Pressure again. Steal. Sawinski lay it in. Well, again, it's what happened when they played in the regular season, and Trisha Hyen's going to stop things with an Actegra timeout. 2:31 left first quarter. Harriet Selby's back in front, 14-12. This is a 30-second timeout, so we'll return to Harriet in 30 seconds on KMLO.
The Harriet Selby area Wolverines have worked hard this season, and all of their efforts have not gone unnoticed. The guys at Bradner Brothers Trucking congratulate you on the great season you've had. You take the word teamwork to a whole new level, and they are proud of you. May you play your best in the tournament from the tip to the final buzzer, as they know you can do it. Good luck in the tournament and whatever you do from the guys at Bradner Brothers Trucking in Harriet.
Five in a row quickly for Harriet Salvieri after they were down three. Now they have to come full court after the timeout and again face this pressure. Tyler Simon on the baseline. To Kirstie Lake. Got to do something. It's up ahead to Kopp. Tip, but it still came to Cronin. Nearly knocked away by Barron's, but Cronin regained it. Out front to Kopp, and finally Potter County can set up in their half-court offense for the first time in about five possessions. A right wing three is off the rim by Mikey. Barron's with the rebound for Harriet Selby area, who leads 14-12. Pass into the post for Rosso. Double team got knocked away. Potter County trying to save it, could not. Block of the shot, but it'll stay with Harriet Selby area. Cronin was right there. 6 of 8 shooting, by the way, for Harriet Selby area. They've had some layups. Potter County started 4 for 8. 1:55 in the first. HSA with the ball on a 14-12 lead. 14 on the shot clock. Barron's hands it for Anderson to Brandner. Left wing to Sawinski. Down to 7 to shoot. Sawinski uses a Rosso screen up. Top for Barron's three. That's good. 8 for Jenica Barron's, and it's a 5-point HSA lead at 17-12. They can press again. 1:30 in the first quarter. Still in the backcourt, Simon. They got to advance it. And they do on the right wing to Mikey. Drives, blocked away by Rosso. But then HSA couldn't hang on to the rebound. And Potter County keeps it. 1:20 in the first quarter. Left baseline, Lake. Into Cronin. From Mikey to Kopp. Entry pass knocked away by two Wolverines. Battle for that loose ball in the right corner. Kopp picked it up. Bounce out front for a three. That's good by Simon. Tyler Simon's first three. Now to a two-point HSA lead at 17-15. Potter County presses again, but broken and Barron's two on one. Front court tries for a layup. No good, but a foul. They got a two-on-one after breaking that pressure, and Tyler Simon picked up the foul, her first, and it's the third on Potter County. And Barron's, who split two free throws earlier, is back there again. She's had an eight-point first quarter. First for her here, short. Here comes Emma Schlocker into the game for Potter County, the eighth grader at 5'7". This is quite a young team. Second one rolls in for Barron's, a nine-point first quarter, half of their total. 18-15 HSA. Pressure again, Potter County with Simon. Oh, no, lost it out of bounds. Yeah, it's double dribble. It was going to be a double dribble or a lost ball out of bounds. Either way, it was going to be a Potter County turnover, and that's number four. 46.6 left in this first quarter. As Barron's, now Potter County backs off into the left wing for Sawinski in the front court. Right lane line, one-hander short. Out of bounds, though, off Potter County. Down to 36.7. The ball didn't hit the rim, so the shot clock not reset. It's at 26. Anderson, right baseline, looking for someone open. Way out front to Sawinski. Left lane line, Ebel, who's back into the game. Back out front to Sawinski. Left wing Anderson, 30 seconds and 19 to shoot. Brandner, outside the arc, angle on the right wing. Up top to Anderson, down to 12 on the shot clock. Left wing Barron's wants a three, off the rim, rebound. Cronin had it for a moment, lost it, knocked out of bounds by Potter County. Or by Harriet Selby area. So they might have the last chance. But you know HSA will press here, and they are. 16.7 in the first, shot clock off. As Lake brings it to midcourt to Kopp, who's fouled by Barron's. Jenica's first, just the second team foul in Harriet Selby area. Now Barron's out, and Stephanie Albee, who appeared briefly earlier when Barron's was winded, comes in. 13.4 in the first, as it'll be inbounded by Simon near half court to Lake. 10 seconds, drop the ball. Picked up by Kendall Sawinski. Down floor for a layup. That's good. With 4 seconds. 3 and 2. Handling it. And the pass too far. They can't get a shot away, Potter County. And at the end of one, from a real tough livestock equipment scoreboard here in Harriet. It's Harriet Selby area 20. Potter County 15 in this first round game in 2B. Back in 1 minute on 100.7 KMLO.
The Hovind Co-op's annual sale is going on now. All Napa Gold filters are 20% off. Tractor tires are all 5% off. Passenger, truck, light truck, and ATV tires are 10% off. Lubricants are 10% off, and barbed wire, steel posts, gates, panels, and tanks, and feeders are 5% off. Call or stop by the Hovind Co-op for details. 948-2222. Free coffee and donuts will be served this Wednesday through Friday. Discounts are available until the end of the month at Hovind Co-op.
Did you know Camwall Electric in Selby provides more than electricity? They also offer a full-service wiring crew, Marathon water heaters, and now you can manage your entire electric account 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by computer, tablet, or smartphone with the Smart Hub app. Easily check your electric usage, make payments, communicate directly with Camwall, and always look forward to new features on the horizon. Just download the Smart Hub app today. Camwall Electric, your Touchstone energy partner.
Harriet Selby area ball to start the second quarter. 20-15, they lead Potter County. 9 for Jenica Barron's, 8 for Kendall Sawinski. Pass in the post to Rosso, over a double team, banks it in. First two for Jada. 9 of 13 shooting for HSA. The Wolverines lead 22-15, and knocking the ball away is Brandner. Fifth turnover by Potter County. And there again, having trouble with the press. Barron's 17-footer right wing off the back rim. Lake rebounds. Down floor for Simon. Dropped the ball. and knocked over a player, too. Offensive foul. Simon's second. That is team foul number four. But Tyler Simon is the best scorer on this team, apart from Cronin. May have to stay in there. Down low to Rosso. After Cronin fell, another layup. Rosso with four, and now Harriet Selby area. Maybe starting to pull away, at least for the moment. Brander made a steal. And a pass from Sawinski to Behrens for a layup and another. Potter County Integra timeout. A full timeout this time. 26-15, Harriet Selby area by 11. Acres Ag can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. 7:04 left in the half. We're back in 1 minute on KMLO.
Good luck in tonight's game, Potter County Battlers. As you put all your hard work, preparation, and dedication on the line to be successful, we hope you choose M&R Auctions to turn your hard work and lifelong dedications into a successful sale. As calving season approaches, contact M&R Auctions for a full lineup of freestanding and corral panels. Contact Sam at 769-0088, Lewis at 281-1067, Shane at 870-0670, and bring in the win, Potter County Battlers.
At Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinic, your health is our number one priority. Hi, this is Darcy Dykehouse, Executive Assistant. And if you need medical care, then trust our team. Physician Assistants Heather Olson and Clint Perman, and Nurse Practitioners Candida Gehring, Jesse Norder, Karen Freiling, Todd Selfrank, and Annette Hollenbeck. And don't forget about Dori Voidy, our Nurse Practitioner and Certified Nurse Midwife. Good luck from our team to yours from Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinic.
Potter County working down the floor with Emma Schlachter. But the pass too far for and out of bounds. This is a big run going on for Harriet Selby area. Schlachter out and Zoe Mikey back in. Nearly intercepted, in fact, is by Lake. That's the first turnover, by the way, on HSA in this game. Lake, left wing on the angle. Potter County, I mean, suddenly down 15. Pass. It is a fadeaway in the lane for 10. Simon hit it. Tyler's second bucket. Remember, she's playing with a couple of fouls. 26-17 HSA. 6:36 in the first half. Behrens, left wing for Sawinski. Starts a drive. Come off well by Mikey. Right wing Behrens outside the arc at an angle. Entry pass to Rosso. She's fouled. That's Mikey. The freshman's first. Team foul number five. The fouls are piling up a little bit, too, on Potter County. And Rosso back to the line. She missed a couple earlier. Harriet Selby area just 2 of 6, but they're still in the middle of this big run. First one's good. Don't forget, we are post-game. Our Venture Communications player of the game. Someone will get a T-shirt. Sophia Ritter is coming to the Harriet Selby area lineup. 5'3 sophomore replacing Caitlin Anderson. Rosso with one more at the line. Swish. And again, an 11-point lead for Harriet Selby. 28-17. 6:24 in the first half. Simon. Do some traffic. That's the best they've done against the press. Lake on the right baseline for Mikey. Drives for a bounce for Cronin from four off the glass. Behrens the rebound. Cronin might have rushed that shot a little more than she needed to. Behrens left it in the lane for a jumper that is off the rim by Ritter and rebounded by Mikey for Potter County. And again, in a little bit of transition, they again do all right breaking that press. Right wing three is on the way and good. Zoe Mikey, the freshman, has it. 28-20, Harriet Selby over Potter County with 5:38 in the first half. When we get a chance, we'll update you on another game going on in 2B tonight. Down in Highmore. Behrens bring it up top for Sophia Ritter. Left wing Kendall Sawinski, nearly too far for Behrens. She catches it in front of the Potter County bench. Sawinski on the left side, 11 to shoot. Entry to Rosso, knocked away, and off of Rosso. Great play by Tyler Simon. It's out of bounds to Potter County after just the second Harriet Selby area turnover. Nice play by Simon. So Rosso out. Maya Ebel back in. Caitlin Anderson also back in for Harriet Selby for Sophia Ritter. And Harriet Selby can set up the pressure, but they bring it in the front court to Cronin. For a leaping cough in a double team, lost her dribble, traveled. Fake turnover here. The double team came. Pick dribble was picked up. That's when she got in some trouble. Sophia Von Wald is into the game for Harriet Selby area, replacing Bella Brandner. Von Wald, a senior at 5'6", just three seniors on this Harriet Selby team, too. One of them is Sawinski. Brings it on the right side to Behrens. To Ebel. Left wing Sawinski from 17. She's good. Sawinski with 10. She can score in bunches. 30-20 HSA. In trouble with Simon. Able to work through the pressure. Into Kopp in the front court for an off-balance three that nearly went in. Mikey couldn't hold on to the rebound, and Behrens has it instead. It was like she was shooting at the end of the shot clock, and the darn thing almost went in. But it is Behrens up top for Anderson as Harriet Selby area maintains their double-digit lead. Kopp trying to swat away. Came on the left side on the baseline for a jumper that's good from 13 feet by Von Wald. Sophia Von Wald makes it 32-20, Harriet Selby. Cronin in trouble again. They're able to swing it on the right side to Lake, right corner. A three. This one's off the rim by Mikey after she'd made one for about that same spot earlier. Sawinski rebounds. And again, half-court game. They go inside out, this Harriet Selby team. It's up top, an open three is good. Caitlin Anderson hits her second of the game. The lead is 15 for Harriet Selby. 35-20, 3:39 in the first half. The pressure continues to get Potter County fits, but they break it again. Lake, right wing, baseline, and it was a pass by Mikey that went off a Wolverine and then out of bounds. They couldn't make the steal. Now, Jada Rosso back in. Bella Brandner back in for Harriet Selby area. Maya Ebel and Sophia Von Wald back to Steve Sawinski's bench. Winner of this game plays the winner of Miller-Falkton area on Saturday. Cronin out front. Mikey thought about that three. Bring it on the right side now for Simon. She does shoot a three and hit. Second of the game for Simon, 35-23, Harriet Selby. 3:14 and a half. Simon leads Potter County with 8 points. Anderson bounced to Sawinski. Down to Rosso. Got knocked away. Top the rebound. Cronin with a block. And then the pass is too far for Lake. She lost her balance and fell out of bounds. There's another turnover on Potter County. That's number 9 for them. Sawinski into the left corner for Anderson. Up top for Brandner and the right side for Behrens. 2:43 and a half. 12-point HSA lead. And on one of their home floors in Harry, an entry pass to Rosso in a double team. Does find Anderson with a nifty pass. Left wing Brandner, three's too long. Rosso the offensive board. Follows missed. Cronin rebounds, nearly lost it. But Mikey, your teammate, is there to pick it up. And knocked out of bounds by Harriet Selby. 11 for Behrens, 10 for Sawinski for HSA. They've led by as many as 15. It's 12 right now, 35-23. 2:18 left in the first half as Lake in the right baseline. Bounce to Cronin, back to Lake in the right corner. Hey, Anderson over there, the guarder. Pass nearly loose. Mikey now does throw the ball away. Picked up by Sawinski. It's 2-on-2. Here comes Kendall anyway. Drives. Layup. Missed. Rebounded Lake. HSA couldn't take advantage in transition. Left wing three is missing by Simon. Cronin takes the rebound away. Missed. Got another rebound. Out front to Lake. Jumper missing. Rosso the rebound. Potter County can't take advantage of these second chances. Behrens on the right side from 17. This misses. Lake rebounds for Potter County. Both teams a little cold lately. 1:30 three in the first half. Right wing, Mikey tries again. This one's left short. Cronin with another rebound and drives and is fouled. Only the third foul on Harriet Selby area. And it's the second on Jada Rosso. Not Cronin, but Ashley Kopp it is to the foul line. Cronin had two free throws earlier. Kopp's first here is good. And with the two fouls, Rosso is out and Maya Ebel is back in for Harriet Selby area, whose lead is now 35-24 over Potter County. A minute 23 left in the first half. Kopp hit another. 35-25. 80 seconds left in the first half, and head coach Steve Sawinski of Harriet Selby area wants an Agtegra timeout of 30 acres ahead to maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Harriet Selby 35, Potter County 25 with 1:20 left in the first half in Harriet, where we return in 30 seconds on KMLO.
Good luck, Battler athletes, coaches, and students from the Dakota House and Blue Valley Motel. We are proud to sponsor this broadcast. Win or lose, we enjoy talking about the game at the Dakota House, your sports center where we conveniently stream local high school sports. And for your lodging needs, reserve a beautiful renovated room from the Blue Valley Motel. Call 948-2500. Good luck from your fans at Dakota House in Hoven.
Some of the members of the outstanding Potter County boys team have come to cheer on the Battler girls. We'll, of course, have coverage of Potter County in the postseason in boys action. You know it here on KMLO, a state contender. Sawinski for HSA with 1:10 left in the half. Harriet Selby leads Potter County 35-25. We're in Harriet, and we're glad you're with us. Anderson, ball above her head for Sawinski. Drives left of the lane. Falls away from 13 feet. She's good. Sawinski has 12 in the first half to lead all scorers. 37-25, Harriet Selby. Mikey in the right corner for Simon. Wants another three. This one's off the rim. But the rebound by Kopp. Keeping it going for Harriet Selby. Bounce from Simon to Mikey. She's not afraid to shoot that three, but she missed it again. Barron's rebounds, and Harriet Selby's in the front court with 28 seconds left in the half. And the shot clock off. Up by 12, 37-25. Boy, this Harriet Selby team is shooting great, too, in the 60s. Sawinski, right hand, left hand, right hand dribble. Just watching that clock move down to 10 seconds now. And 9 and 8. Makes a drive. Brings Lake off her feet. Left wing, a three is short by Anderson and out of bounds to Potter County. But they only have 2.5 seconds and they have to come full court. Lake to Kopp, not quite to midcourt. A heave is short and at the half. On the Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard in Harriet. A first half that the Harriet Selby area Wolverines, well, they ended up controlling after it was a tight first quarter. And Harriet Selby, trying to beat Potter County for the second time this year, leads by a score of 37-25. Stay tuned for the Fresh Start Market halftime report. First half numbers from this game, and we will look at other action too. We'll get that going from Harriet in 3 minutes. Glad you're with us for high school playoff basketball on Everything Country 100.7 KMLO.
Do you need a special gift for someone, a company giveaway, or maybe you just want something personalized? At River's Edge Laser Engraving, we can help you out. Whether it's leather, wood, metal, glass, slate, or something else, we can engrave one to hundreds of items just for you. Hi, this is Jenica inviting you to check out our Facebook page, River's Edge Laser Engraving, and see just a small portion of what we can do, or give us a call and we will be happy to let you know what we can do for you. At River's Edge Laser Engraving of Glenham.
At Plains Commerce Bank, we don't just work in their local community, we're part of it. Where you'll find us lending a helping hand, cheering for our favorite team, or helping local farmers and ranchers succeed. You can trust the knowledge of our banks to provide you with local decisions and a common sense approach to your ag financing. It's what we do, what we've always done, and we'll continue to be here for you as long as you need us. For Plains Commerce Bank, committed to our community's future. Call us today at 948-2216 Plains Commerce Bank, member FDIC.
This is Casey Perman from Mobridge Livestock, a proud sponsor of this game. We appreciate all of our customers we're able to do business with throughout the year. We are proud to be able to sell some of the best cattle in the United States and are gracious to the cattlemen that raise them. We have regular sales every Thursday and special sales in season. For information, go to MobridgeLivestock.com. Call 1-800-658-3598. Good luck in tonight's game from the crew at Mobridge Livestock.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Crystal Lake supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange provide your cattle supplemental energy, protein, vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals in a controlled, consistent, and continuous manner. These highly palatable free choice supplements are available in a wide range of product formulas to meet the special needs of your cattle and feeding situation. On the job, around the clock, Crystal Lake supplements work the same hours you do. Go with the brand you know. Crystal Lake brand supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange in Hovind.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverine.
In this 2B first-round game, we're at the Harriet School and Harriet Selby area with a big run, bridging the end of the first quarter and the start of the second. Opened up as much as a 15-point lead over Potter County. The lead for the Wolverines right now is 12 over the Battlers at the half, 37-25, and this is the Fresh Start Market Halftime Report. We're in the Jensen Rock and Sand broadcast booth at Harriet School. I'm David Burrow. Our studio coordinator is Daniel Peterson. Kendall Sawinski, leading scorer on this Wolverine team, led the Wolverines in the first half with 12, but Jenica Behrens with 11, and Behrens had a great start with 9 of those 11 in the first quarter. Caitlin Anderson with 6, Jada Rosso with 6, and 2 off the bench for Sophia Von Wall. Tyler Simon hit a couple of threes in helping lead Potter County with 8. Kirsty Lake and Ashley Kopp with 5 each. Zayden Cronin with 4, also 5 rebounds, and 2 or 3 blocks, too. And Zoe Mikey, a 3-pointer for her 3. But Potter County saw Harriet Selby area shoot very well. 63% in the first half on 15 of 24, 3 of 6 on 3s. Potter County 40% on 8 of 20, 5 of 11 on 3-pointers. 15 to 12 of Potter County, rebounding advantage. Turnovers, just 2 for Harriet Selby area. Potter County, a lot of them forced by that press with 9. 37-25, Harriet Selby area leads Potter County at the half. In the first round in 2B, here is what's happening in the other 3 games. Again, the winner of this game gets the winner of Miller and Faulkton area. They're playing at Sunshine Bible Academy in Miller, and it's so far all Rustlers leading Faulkton 21-6, just over midway through the second quarter. And the other games going on in 2B tonight, Highmore Herald leading Lower Brule at the half, 26-25. That's in Highmore. And that game is on 94.5, 100.5 KPLO with Darren Boyle. And the top seed in this region, the Sully Buttes Chargers, taking on North Central. That game is in Oneida. North Central just defeated Ipswich in the play-in game last night in Ipswich, 31-20. Well, tonight it's Sully Buttes leading North Central 27-10 at the half in Oneida. And again, we'll remind you that Saturday here on KMLO, however it turns out, the winner of this game against Miller Faulkton area will have that game for you here on KMLO on Saturday. But tomorrow night first, One more boys' regular season game in Battles. The North Central Thunder will close their regular season against the Sully Beach Chargers. Dustin, I'm sure Dustin will be well by then. He didn't have the best dining experience last night. Anyway, 7:30 tomorrow night here on 100.7 KMLO. And, of course, you can see it at the KMLO page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Well, the pressure's really been the difference, Harriet. Salvieri has made it work a lot this season. They certainly did in the first game, the regular season game. These teams played a 63-35 win in Gettysburg just 9 days ago. That was close until the second half. Well, it was a seesaw game at the start, but Harriet Selby had as much as a 15-point lead. They're up at 12 now at the half, 37-25. And that's our Fresh Start Market halftime report. Come back with us for the second half of this first-round playoff game. We'll be back to Harriet in 2 minutes on Everything Country, 100.7 KMLO.
Pre-game time is food time, and at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pre-gaming can't be done without food.
With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery, too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota, on Highway 212. Go Battlers! Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go. Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg.
The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team, and they remind you that snow means slow. We've had to do that this week, haven't we? Be careful. Second half about to start here at the Harriet School and the Harriet Selby area Wolverines in this first round game, and to be delayed a couple of days because of some of that snow and ridiculous cold, leads Potter County 37-25. 12 for Kendall Sawinski, 11 for Jenica Behrens. Can they keep the shooting up, Harriet Selby area? 63% in the first half of this game. They'll have the arrow to start the second half, and they're out with their starting five of Jenica Behrens, Caitlin Anderson, Kendall Sawinski, Bella Brander, and Jada Rosso. Starting five back out for Potter County of Kirstie Lake, Ashley Kopp, Tyler Simon, Zoe Mikey, and Caden Cronin. Pardon me, Potter County with the ball. The arrow points to the left, David. And it'll be Kirstie Lake to inbound, and the start of the second half is brought to you by Montana Dakota Utilities, in the community to serve. Left is left and right is right, I think. Ashley Kopp hands it to Cronin. Pass nearly too far for Mikey. In fact, it was. She couldn't save it in the left corner. And Potter County has turned it over for the 10th time. They get only two turnovers in that first half for Harriet Selby. Sawinski back to Anderson. Now the bucket to your right, left, right, right. Our Harriet Selby area in white, Potter County in red and gray. 18-footer right wing, Sawinski. This one didn't fall. Cronin rebounds for Harriet Selby. A miss, that's news. So far tonight anyway for HSA. Kopp on the right wing. Lake one of the three, but then suddenly was guarded. Left wing, Cronin. for the freshman, Mikey. Baseline, drives and scores. Nice move, Zoe Mikey. On the left side on the baseline, 37-27. HSA by 10. They've led by as many as 15. About a minute into the third quarter here in Campbell County. Left wing, an 18-footer, is off the rim by Brandner, and on the run with a rebound is Simon. Bounce it on the left wing for Lake. Left wing, Mikey. Oh, picked up that pivot foot. Travel. Turnover number 11. And there have been a few chances like that where Potter County has missed the chance and turned it over instead. Anderson on the left wing for Behrens. Left side, Sawinski. Up top, Behrens. A three straight away. Missed everything and out of bounds to Potter County. 3 of 7 now on threes for Harriet Selby area. Potter County is 5 of 11. This, however, gives Harriet Selby a chance for that full court press. Kopp trying to work against it, lost it. And able to pick it up is Brandner. And then Bella is fouled by Potter County's Ashley Kopp. That's her second. First team foul of the second half. And yet another turnover. That's 12 on the Battlers, who have never beaten HSA since the Potter County Co-op started in girls basketball. Behrens for Sawinski up top, now to the right lane line. Drives it for Rosso. Left side of the block missing, then the rebound by Simon. Good opportunity there that didn't fall. Now it's knocked out of bounds by Potter County, and a bad pass it was. After the shot missed inside, and that's 4 turnovers in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter on Potter County. Inbound to Behrens on right wing. Potter County's playing zone. It's just so interesting when teams play it anymore, because not many do. Sawinski with a right wing jumper. Misses offensive rebound. Brandner for Sawinski in a lay-in. 39-27 for Harriet Selby. 5:39 in the third quarter. Break the pressure. Right wing baseline jumper. Simon missed. Rosso rebounds. Now Potter County's going to watch it, or this could really get away from him right here. Left wing. Behrens for Harriet Selby. Good entry pass for a driving layup by Sawinski, who now has 16. And the lead is 14 for Harriet Selby. 41-27, 5:12 in the third. Pressure again. In trouble is Kopp. And head coach Trisha Hyen, seeing that, calls an Actegra timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take a minute. 5:07 in the third. Harriet Selby 41, Potter County 27 in this first round playoff game. Back in 1 minute on KMLO.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
Broken glass, scratch, paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky. It's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Potter County inbounds to Kopp. Down 14, 5 minutes left in the third after Potter County's third timeout. They only have 2 remaining. Lake, right wing right in front of the bench. Up top to Mikey. Down to 12 in the shot clock for the Battlers. Screen set. Simon backs out right wing on the angle. 7 on the shot clock. Down the middle. Stripped from behind. Behrens took it away. Great play to force another turnover. That number now at 14 for Potter County. 4:35 in the third. Bounced by Anderson, went off a foot of Potter County, and that'll stop play. And with 22 on the shot clock, Caitlin Anderson inbounds left baseline to the bucket to your right. Bounce into Sawinski in the light. Great play. Ryan turns around, banks and scores, and Sawinski's up to 18. Has become a scorer in her senior year. It's helped her have a chance to play for Hastings College. Pass knockdown, 43-27. It's out of bounds, and it went off Potter County. But here's the largest lead of the game for Harriet Selby. And they not gradually. It was a big run in the first half. They just maintained control of this game. Lake middle of the right wing. Tells Cronin to get down low and the pass to Cronin. She draws a foul on Maya Ebels back in there for Harriet Selby area. Her first team foul of the second half on the Wolverines, and only the fourth foul called on them in this game. To Lake on the right wing for Potter County, who needs a run. They're down 16. Pass right in the middle of a double team. Is picked up by Bella Brandner. Another turnover. Sawinski, left wing for Behrens. Open for a moment. Now a hand in her face. Here she hands it to Brandner. Straight away, 17. Good. Bella Brandner's first two makes the lead 18 for Harriet Selby. 45-27. And yes, still they'll press. They're not going to stop that. Pass back to Lake. They're not in the front court yet. Now they are as it comes back to Ashley Kopp. Right wing Lake. Three. They need it. She missed it. Rebound. Run down. Simon can't hold on. Out of bounds. As Emma Schlachter, the eighth grader, comes back in for Potter County, and the freshman Zoe Mikey comes out. And Sophia Ritter, who appeared briefly in the first half, back in for Harriet Selby, replacing Caitlin Anderson. So it's Ritter with Sawinski, Ebel, Behrens, and Brandner. They're the five on the floor for Harriet Selby. 3:17 in the third. They look for a 20 or 21 point lead. 45-27 for Harriet Selby now over Potter County. Behrens right wing on the angle. Top of the circle, Sawinski. Lob pass for Ebel. Kick out for a three by Behrens. Good! Jenica Behrens has 14. That's how you move the ball. 48-27, Harriet Selby well in control now with 2:55 left in the third. Pressure again. Bounce, oh, nearly too far. Simon made a good play to run it down. Now lost it. Oh, what a play by Behrens to dive and take it in for Sawinski and a layup. 20 for Sawinski after another turnover. And it is 50-27, Harriet Selby having trouble with the press again is Potter County. Still in the backcourt is Simon. Another timeout called by Potter County's Tricia Hyan. It's a 30. An Actegra timeout. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. 2.5 minutes left in the third. It's all Harriet Selby. They lead Potter County 50-25 back in 30 seconds here on KMLO.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
Harriet Selby would like another run like they had last year, their first time since the co-op to make the B state tournament. And if you recall, I certainly do, it's one of the best games I saw last year, that Sodak 16 win over Menno at James Valley Christian School in Huron. Wonderful game, which Harriet Selby area pulled out in the last seconds to make it to state. Potter County, and they still have two on the board, but I think there's only one timeout left for the Battlers now. Kopp, Behrens trying to take it away. Instead, she ends up with a foul on Kopp. Boy, this is just getting away from Potter County in a hurry. Foul on Kopp is her third. 50-27, Harriet Selby area, 2:18 left third quarter, and it's Wolverine basketball. Pass it on the right side for Sawinski flying in at her is Kirstie Lake with a foul. Her first and the third team foul of the second half on Potter County. 13-2 to start this third quarter for Harriet Selby area. There's an odd-looking number on the scoreboard, which I think they'll want fixed. It says that Potter County has 124 points. Well, they don't. They have 27. I think they put the number in the wrong place. I think they wanted to say there's only one timeout left, because that is correct. Latricia Heinen has tried all she could to try to stop this momentum, and it just has happened that Harriet Selby area has kept up the pressure. They're still a point short. Now they got it right. Here we go again. Sophia Ritter will inbound. She's out there with Evil and Barons. And Sawinski and Von Wold for Harriet Selby area. We'll set Potter County's five when we have a chance. Into the lane, Von Wold drives and missed it. And running down the rebound with a long one is Kopp. Ashley had it knocked away. My goodness. By Barons. And a jumper in the lane. This one goes for Ebel. And it is all Potter County. 52-27 Harriet Selby area, I should say, over Potter County. 1:33 in the third. Schlachter on the baseline. Hands it to Cronin. Out front, Kopp stops in the lane. One-hand runner. Good. Off the wrong foot, but she still hit it from 14 feet. First two for Kopp. Only the second bucket of the third quarter for Potter County. 52-29, Harriet Selby. 1:17 in the third. Barron swinging on the right side. Van Wall. Right corner, Sawinski has another 20-point game. Kendall to Barron's. Up top, nearly dropped. Ritter hangs on to Von Wald. Cronin in the way of that pass made the steal. First turnover of the half. Good play by Cronin made it happen. Schlachter, a runner in the lane. Can't fall. Gained her own rebound. For Lake, out front to Kopp. 52 seconds in the quarter as a fall-away jumper is missing by Simon. But Von Wald can't hang on to the rebound. It's out of bounds. Stays with Potter County. Good rebound by Schlachter a moment ago to keep this possession going. Sawinski's out. I think that's the first time she's been out of the game. And Stephanie Albee is in for her. Well, she's earned the rest. 41 seconds, 28 on the shot clock as Kopp has it in the left wing for Potter County. On the angle for Lake outside the arc. Cronin in the lane. Turnaround over Ebel. Missed everything. Mikey tried to save it, but it came right to Maya Ebel. Well, it's a young team, and Potter County will certainly learn, too, from this experience, but this is all too familiar because this is the way that the game in Gettysburg went on February 15th, 9 days ago. Von Wall with 7 seconds and 6-5 for Harriet Selby. Into the lane for Ebel. Fall away with 2 seconds left. Rindout. Cronin with a rebound as the third quarter comes to an end at the end of three on the Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard here in Harriet. It is all Harriet Selby area leading Potter County by a score of 52-29. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute on 100.7 KMLO.
Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg is more than just a grocery store. They offer you several extra services, like online shopping at langersfamilyfoods.com, grocery carryout to your car, home delivery, and curbside delivery, too. Looking for a fresh baked treat but don't have time to do it yourself? Stop by Langer's Bakery today for breads, rolls, muffins, and many other goods that'll have you thinking you're visiting Grandma's Kitchen. Money-saving specials every week. Shop Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg.
The best seat in the house is where you are right now for this game. In the stands, where you can feel the intense competition every play. In the car, between here and there, listening to all the action or watching it on DRTNews.com. Get comfy because it isn't over yet. Von Wall Law Office proudly sponsors this broadcast and proudly supports the Wolverines. Good luck from John and Lisa Von Wall and Patty Giese, Secretary of Von Wall Law Office, LLC in Selby. We'll be right back.
Outstanding effort by Harriet Selby, forcing a whole lot of turnovers. They outscored Potter County in the third quarter 15-4. Extend a 12-point halftime lead to 23, 52-29. Harriet Selby as the fourth quarter begins. Sawinski is back in there. So is Caitlin Anderson and Sho Inbound. We're in the Jensen Rock and Sand broadcast booth here at Harriet School. Winner moves on to play on Saturday against either Miller or Faulkton area. We'll update that a little bit later. Brandner, they're starting five on the floor for Harriet Selby, in fact. Anderson on left wing in front of the bench. Lob for Rosso down low. Too far under the rim. And missed the shot. Cronin with a rebound for Potter County. Trying to make something good happen in this fourth quarter. Kopp with a drive in the lane. That didn't fall. Rebound by Behrens. They want to run. One on two. And into the way with great defense with Simon. Forster the fall away and miss. Blake down floor, then threw the ball away. Yet another turnover. Oof. It's been a rough second half. Potter County, but again, Harriet Selby area does this to teams. They've already done this to Potter County once this season. Minute gone, fourth quarter. Behrens up top to Sawinski, bringing on the left side to Bella Brander. Right wing Behrens. Brander drive right down the middle of the lane. Drew a foul. She'll have free throws. On the fourth team foul on Potter County, it's the Ashley Kopp foul. That's her fourth. First of two free throws is good for Brander, but there's no choice but to keep Ashley on the floor now, is there? Because it's win or go home. Second one is coming for Brandner, and that rimmed out with Cronin grabbing another rebound. She is having another good night on the boards. And over 10, had 10 rebounds the other night. It's close to that number tonight. Kopp with a screen. Set here by Simon, up top to Zoe Meinke. Lost the ball, lost the dribble, picked the ball back up, then is fouled. Bit of a bail out there, but Potter County will take it. Brandner with a foul. That's her first, just the second team foul. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety. 100.7 KMLO, Lowry Mobridge. Drive sober or get pulled over. Lake on left wing to a turnaround on the lane by Cronin. She's fouled. She thought for a moment it was on her, but it wasn't. It was on Jenica Behrens, her second. And the third team foul, and Cronin made a couple of free throws in the first quarter. This one's good. Potter County stays perfect of the line, but they've only had five free throws. They're 5 for 5. 53-30, Harriet Selby. 6:19 left. One more for Caden. Good again. 53-31. That's six for Caden Cronin. Harriet Selby by 22 in the fourth quarter of this first round playoff game in 2B. Harriet Selby looking to host again on Saturday. Behrens, left lane line. Went off of Kopp with some hustle who tried to save it, could not. It's out of bounds, but good hustle there by Ashley Kopp to try to make that steal. Harriet Selby will inbound near the left corner with 18 on the shot clock and 6:01 left in the fourth. Anderson ball above her head. Behrens, top of the left wing, bounces to Sawinski, and Harriet Selby will take their time, and why not, with this big lead. Screen by Rosso, and Sawinski with a drive, knocked out of bounds. Another block by Cronin. It'll stay with Harriet Selby, but a long reach by Caden Cronin. And now four on the shot clock. That's all for Harriet Selby as they inbound here. Anderson to Sawinski left side, 3-2. Brandner left wing, 3 is off the rim, and another rebound for Caden Cronin. Triple double the other night, still has a chance for a double double tonight. 5:30 left. Meinke had it knocked away. Brandner, oh, she was looking at the bucket, and Brandner took the ball away while she wasn't looking. Down low for Behrens, fouled as she drove on the right block. Caden Cronin with that bump. That's her second. And team foul number 5 on Potter County brings Barron's to the line. HSA just 5 of 10 at the line, but it hasn't hurt them. First one's good here. 54-31 for Harriet Selby. 5:22 left fourth quarter. Rosso out, Maya Ebel back in. Through 3 in Highmore. Highmore Herald leading Lower Brule 45-37. That's on 94.5, 100.5 KPLO. Second one missed, but Brandner has the offensive rebound and keeps it in the possession of Harriet Selby Aaron. Big third quarter really made them grab control completely of this game. Brandner skipped left wing Anderson, nearly got away. Barron's is able to take it. Left wing Sawinski. Kendall has 20 points tonight. Bounce inside, getting a hand on it is Cronin. First turnover of the second half, just the third in the game on Harriet Selby. Cronin in a triple team. Saw it taken away from her by Sawinski. And a foul on Harriet Selby. Or a foul on Potter County, I should say. The third on Cronin, and a little frustration there. Team foul number 6. So the next one means the bonus. But with 4:42 left, it's almost academic. 54-31 Harriet Selby, that's why. Left wing, it's Anderson. Drive left line, Barron's couldn't keep a pivot foot down. And there's just turnover number 4 on Harriet Selby. Again, the winner of this game gets either Miller or Faulkton area Saturday. We will have that game for you here at 100.7 KMLO. Saturday. Keep checking the KMLO page for the time. Still to be determined, of course. Lake out front. A 3, missed everything, and it's out of bounds. Harriet Selby will have it back. And now down to 34% shooting for Potter County. Harriet Selby now still at 56%. They've had a great shooting night and forced a lot of the turnovers. 4:10 left. Brandner, right of the old circle. Up top between the rings, Jenica Barron's. To Brandner again, around the perimeter, left side Sawinski, 18-foot left side. Kendall couldn't hit it this time, and the freshman Zoe Meinke picks up the rebound. Well, Potter County's had their share of rebounds. Thanks to Cronin, there's one for the freshman Meinke. Kopp had it taken away, and then Clyde Barron's, and then Kopp Fowler, and that ends her night. So her junior year of basketball more than likely coming to an end with her fifth foul with 3:46 left. But a good player with one more year remaining. Peyton Stevens has entered the game now for Potter County. Another eighth grader, as is Schlocker. Stevens in there as the front end of the 1-1 is missing for Barron's, but Maya Ebel picked up the rebound. 3:39 left in Potter County. Just trying to work some clock here and make their way to the second round. And the offense not what Steve Sawinski wanted to see, so the veteran head coach wants a 30-second AgTech time on acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTech cooperative today. 3:33 left in Harriet. Harriet Selby 54. Potter County 31. Back in 30 seconds on KMLO.
At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
When we have an opportunity, we'll check on what's going on in that game in Miller, since it's looking like Harriet Selby would get the winner of that game, unless there is a big, big change in the last 3:23. Sawinski to Barron's on the left lane line, back to Sawinski. 19-footer is short, but Barron's grabbed the offensive board and kicks it back out with a brand new shot clock. Now down to 3:08 left. Harriet Selby with the ball and a 23-point lead over Potter County, 54-31. Barron's is tripped up. And Jenica will be back on the line for another 1-1. This foul is on Peyton Stevens, who just entered the game for Potter County. Team foul number 8, that's her first. So Barron's another front end of a 1-on-1, but this one's good. 55-31 for Harriet Selby. That's 16 for Barron's. That great start she had with 9 in the first quarter as they were going to her instead of Sawinski. Well, Sawinski has delivered since. The second one's also good for Barron's. 56-31, Harriet Selby with 3:03 left here at the Harriet School. Stevens, left wing for Kirstie Lake. Left wing, a jumper, a 3 by Simon, not falling. Cronin reaches for the rebound. Keeps it going for Potter County. Mikey with a turnaround. That falls in. 7-4. Throwing Mikey on a little bit of pressure here. 56-33, Harriet Selby with 2:34 left on the baseline. Evil missing, but Sawinski tapped it out front. The Barron's tapped it out front to Sawinski, it is. As Harriet Selby continues to work that clock, 2:15 left. Sawinski between the rings says, you come over here, hands it to Evil, left wing, guarded by Cronin. Nearly threw the ball away. In fact, yeah, too far for Brandon. So, now the bench will be emptied by Harriet Selby. And these starters know they are going to have another chance to play on Saturday, as they are applauded by their fans. Michaela Hansen comes in for Harriet Selby area. Stephanie Albee, who appeared a couple of times earlier, is back in. And a Jokum has come in. A full away is good here for Tyler Simon. For Potter County, 56-35, Harriet Selby. We're down to a minute 52 to play. Stay tuned. From our Premier Equipment postgame, and that'll include our Venture Communications player of the game. Ball knocked away, picked up here by Kirstie Lake. For a 3 by Mikey that banks and misses, and Sam Schilling, who's also into the game for Harriet Selby, grabs that rebound. A minute 25 left. Albee for a cutting Jokum, but the ball's taken away by Potter County by Zoe Mikey. Right wing 3 is good for Tyler Simon. Her third of the game. She has 13 to lead the Battlers. 56-38, Harriet Selby. We're down to a minute 4 remaining. Stephanie Albee on left wing, but Lake out there to guard her, the only senior in this team in her final moments as a Battler basketball player, and head coach Steve Sawinski always with a chance to teach a little something. We'll call an Agtegra timeout. It's just 30. We'll take that too. 50.2 left. Harriet Selby's going to win it. They lead Potter County 56-38. We will return to the Harriet School in 30 seconds on 100.7 KMLO.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
We can tell you that the Salty Dew Chargers have moved on to the second round. They beat North Central 67-43 in Oneida. Another action in 2B. We mentioned earlier, too, that Highmore Herald had the lead over Lower Brule. Now it's a one-point game. Good one going on in Highmore with 5 minutes left in the fourth. Nothing later on that Miller-Falkton area game. 45 seconds to play as 8 on the shot clock as Harriet Selby area has the basketball. Bouncing on the right baseline for Albee, down to 2, down to 1. Shot at the buzzer. It's good. Stephanie Albee put it in with the shot clock on her back. 58-38, Harriet Selby by 20. They've led by as many as 25. 22 seconds left. One more possession here for Potter County. Mikey on the right wing. Simon wants another three. She hit it again. That's her fourth of the game. 58-41. for Harriet Selby. Good game for Simon. She has 16. Stevens on the left wing. They'll just run the clock out. The Harriet Selby area Wolverines for the second time this season have beaten the Potter County Battlers, but I'm more in the line on this one than 9 days ago. It means that the Wolverines move on to the second round of the 2B playoffs. They'll be one of the last 32 in Class B girls basketball. Our final score on the Real Tough Livestock Equipment scoreboard at the Harriet School, the Harriet Selby area Wolverines 58, the Potter County Battlers 41. On to the second round for Harriet Selby with a record of 14-6. Potter County season ends at 11-11. Stay tuned for our Premier Equipment postgame show. We will look at the final numbers from this one. We have a Venture Communications Player of the Game t-shirt to award to, and we'll see what updates we have on those other 2B scores. We'll do all that when we return to Harriet in 2 minutes here on 100.7 KMLO.
At Premier Equipment, they are committed to serving and supporting the area farmers and ranchers. Premier Equipment continues to carry the equipment you need and have the reputation to back it up. With locations in Isabel, Mobridge, Bottle, and Eureka, they can provide you with the service and selection you deserve. They would like to take this time to wish the athletes the best in this game and in your future. Let their family serve yours at Premier Equipment, family-owned since 1951.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.
At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
At Premier Equipment, they are committed to serving and supporting the area farmers and ranchers. Premier Equipment continues to carry the equipment you need and have the reputation to back it up. With locations in Isabel, Mobridge, Bottle, and Eureka, they can provide you with the service and selection you deserve. They would like to take this time to wish the athletes the best in this game and in your future. Let their family serve yours at Premier Equipment, family-owned since 1951.
On to the second round of the 2B playoffs for the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. After a tight game early, they started to break it open late in the first quarter and into the second. They really grabbed control of this game with a 15-4 third quarter. Harriet Selby beats Potter County here at the Harriet School 58-41. And this is the Premier Equipment postgame show. Let's run down the scoring in another 20-point game for the Harriet Selby area senior, Kendall Sawinski. She's had a lot of those this season. Jenica Behrens with 17 tonight, 9 in the first quarter. Behrens hit a couple of three-pointers. Bella Brandner had 3. Sophia Von Wald with 2. Stephanie Albee with 2. Maya Eba with 2. Oh, can't forget about the 6 for Jada Rosso. All of those were in the first half. Nice game for Tyler Simon for Potter County. She had 16, 4 three-pointers. Ashley Kopp had 7. She hit a 3. Zoe Mikey had 7. She also hit a 3-pointer. Caden Cronin, 6. She did have another double-digit rebound game with 11. Kirstie Lake, in her final game as a Battler, had 5 and hit a 3-pointer. Harriet Selby area still ended up shooting 53% for this game. They were at 63% at the half. 23 of 43, 4 of 9 on threes. Potter County, 40% on 14 of 35. They went 7 of 17 on three-pointers. Harriet Selby, 8 of 15 on line. Potter County didn't miss tonight, but they didn't get there much. They were only 6 of 6. Potter County ended with a rebounding advantage of 26 to 23. 19 turnovers on Potter County, a lot of them forced by that excellent Harriet Selby press. And Harriet Selby had only 5 turnovers in the 32 minutes tonight. 4 lead changes, 3 ties. They were all in that first quarter before Harriet Selby started to pull away. They ended up with a 20-15 lead at the end of one, led 37-25 at the half, and led 52-29 after three, and led by as many as 25 points before taking the 17-point victory, 58-41. Again, Kirsty Lake, the only senior on this Potter County team. So a lot of good talent coming back, including Cronin, who has a chance to have a really, really big junior and senior year. A talented player, just a sophomore, still with 2 years to go. And, of course, Simon is a good shooter, Comp a good player. This team will be all right again next season. Certainly learn from this, but it was the pressure that really gave them the problems tonight. Harriet Selby area wins it by a score of 58-41. Well, let's name our Venture Communications player of the game who will get the T-shirt. We will hear from Venture Communications and then find out. Stay with us. We're back in 30 seconds to Harriet here on KMLO.
See Stan C. Store. Say that 3 times fast. Stan C. Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. See Stan C. Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C. Store. Off-sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C. Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C. Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C. Store in Gettysburg. Go! Battlers.
Well, I think for the start that she gave Harriet Selby in this game, along a lot of worthy candidates, I think we'll give Jenica Behrens the T-shirt tonight as our Venture Communications player of the game, the 5'5 junior, with 9 of her 17 in the first quarter and had some buckets all along, but really helped Harriet Selby start to take the bigger lead near the end of the first quarter, and ended up with 17. Jenica Behrens is our Venture Communications player of the game. Still can't tell you anything more than that third quarter score we had of Faulkner, of Miller leading Faulkner area. Second quarter score is what that was, actually. But Harriet Selby gets the winner of that game, and it'll be either here in Harriet or in Selby, one of their two home courts. It will be Saturday, and we will have it for you right here on 100.7 KMLO. We do know that. But let's tell you about the two other games in 2B tonight. Top seed Solly Buttes moves on to the second round. They will host again in Oneida on Saturday, and tonight in Oneida, they defeated the North Central Thunder, who were playing a back-to-back night, 67-43. North Central had beaten Ipswich last night in the play-in game. And the other game in 2B looks like Highmore Herald might hang on. They have had a nip-and-tuck game with Lower Brule tonight in Highmore, but the Pirates are leading the Sioux 59-54 now with a minute to play. So if they hang on, they would go to Oneida to meet Solly Buttes on Saturday. And then we'll just make one more check before we leave here on that Miller-Faulkner area game, still getting the same thing we've had for a while. Well, anyway, stay tuned. Andy will have sports tomorrow morning here on KMLO and let you know about that. And, of course, always look for sports news at the KMLO page, at the DRG News app, and at drgnews.com. But we certainly can tell you again that whether it's here or in Selby, whether it's Miller or Faulkner area, we will have Harriet Selby against that winner in the second round game, a spot in the SODAC 16 on the line. And that'll be on Saturday, right here at 100.7 KMLO. Remember, shortly you'll be able to watch the replay of this game at the KMLO page, at the DRG News app, and at drgnews.com. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice, and be careful, there could be some of it on the roads. This playoff game was brought to you by 100.7 KMLO, its advertisers, and the member schools of the SDHSAA. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the written permission of the SDHSAA. High school playoff basketball, 100.7 KMLO, brought to you by Hovind Equity Exchange, Mobridge Livestock, Plains Commerce Bank, River's Edge Laser Engraving, Dakota House, Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clements, M&R Auction, Camwall Electric, Hovind Co-op and the Prairie Stop, Brandner Brothers Trucking, AMPI Milk Producers, Cox Plumbing and Heating, Gas and Goodies and Stan's C-Store, Harriet Livestock, C&B Operations, Shorty's One Stop, Great Western Bank, Von Wald Law Offices, Langer's Family Foods, Harriet Concrete, Gettysburg Collision Center, Campbell County Bank and Insurance, Schlachter Lumber, Thorstenson Trucking, Brown Agronomy, and Marinville Insurance. And again, reminder, see the replay of this game shortly at the KMLO page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Brought to you by CH River, S River Plains and Canby's Pass and our video scoreboard. Brought to you by Mulbridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. And the in-game sponsors who help bring you high school basketball on KMLO include Family Dental up here in Gettysburg, Jensen Rock and Sand, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, CHS River Plains, Campbell County Collision, Montana Dakota Utilities, Actegra, Fresh Start Market, Premier Equipment, Venture Communications, and Real Tough Livestock Equipment. Again tomorrow here on KMLO before that playoff action on Saturday. Boys basketball to close the regular season. Dustin will be in Bowdles. The North Central Thunder hosts the Sully Buttes Chargers 7:30 tomorrow evening here on KMLO. Our thanks to Clayton Randall, the athletic director here in Harriet. Thanks also to our studio coordinator, Daniel Peterson. I'm David Burrow. It's over for Ponder County and girls basketball this season. It's on to round two for Harriet Selby. Once again, tonight's final score on the Real Tough Livestock Equipment scoreboard, the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines 58, the Ponder County Battlers 41. Thank you for joining us. Stay warm and good night from Harriet.